நீங்கள் SPS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sps.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
Greetings, Angela.
Hello, thanks for talking to me.
We have heard from the federal court yesterday that the court had ruled that the appeal is dismissed, that is the appeal from the government. The cross appeal is dismissed and each party to bear their own costs. What are your readings from this verdict?
So pretty much what the verdict yesterday means is that both the government as well as ourselves, we had both appealed the previous decision. So the government appealed one of the grounds and we appealed one of the grounds. And essentially neither party won their appeals. So it's pretty much exactly as the verdict was in April last year, which continues to cite that Tanika was denied procedural fairness in this process.
Last April also we had this conversation and we were kind of confused as to where things stood. Are you in any better position or not?
For one, I guess we are bolstered by the fact that the government appealed and they lost that. So in essence, that has bolstered our stance in terms of the government is running out of excuses and options that they can use not to look at Tanika's claim. So in that sense, it is still a win for us. However, yeah, the family is still in limbo. The court and even this verdict from the court, they can't force any of the ministers or the PM to actually look at this case again and to use any discretion. So essentially, the family has spent close to another year in detention on Christmas Island. We're coming up to 3 years. And this family still has no certainty of any safety or any future that they may have.
The government continues to say that the Australian government's policy is clear, that no one who attempts illegal maritime travel to Australia will be settled here. And the family's case has been comprehensively assessed in multiple courts, and at no time has any member of the family been found to be owed protection. Is that still valid?
So I have issues with two of those points. So firstly, they say they will never settle any maritime arrivals. However, we know of people who came by boat who are now permanently settled in Australia. So that is something that they can do. And then the second thing I have issue with is where they're saying all the courts have deemed this family and not owed protection. At no point in time have the family's cases for asylum been heard by any court. They have only ever been looked at by the Department of Immigration, and it's been public servants who have made the decision about their safety claims. So that in itself is a lie as well.
I know that the family is in limbo and their future is uncertain, but how do you cope or are able to be still cheerful with all these uncertainties around the people you are helping?
I think for me, I am still watching these two girls, even though they're in horrific conditions. I still have eyes on them and I still know that they're safe, which is something that if deported, I will not know that. You know, just yesterday the girl sang to me over the phone and Tanika had done a drawing for me. So I continue to have such a beautiful friendship with my friends. And I know in my heart that their home is here in Billawilla. So there's so much policy and politics and all this stuff going on, which, trust me, if you spoke to me yesterday, I probably would not have been as cheerful. However, this is a win, and we know that we are keeping this family safe for another day. And that is essentially what this campaign is about for me. It's keeping my friends safe.
Appreciate your time, Angela, and thank you very much and wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SPS தமிழின் Facebook.